there, this is Ava Lee, and I'm going to answer 60 questions from Sunsets by Tolia, 1989, I don't know. First of all, I want to apologize for this sound of my voice, because I'm actually pretty sick, and I'm at home in my bed. I'm on sick leave, and I probably shouldn't talk, but I'm so bored. And also, this is overdue. I promised to do this questionnaire quite some time ago, and actually my second take on it, I had the idea it would be very funny to do it drunk. So one evening I got a little wasted with my best friend, and when I came home I recorded 60 answers, and it was over an hour long. And later when I edited it excuse me, I didn't sound half as drunk as I was, and it was actually not funny, but super, super cringy. And I was like, you know, I don't want to post that. I will make another try when I'm sick. I'm so sorry. Also, I'm sorry. I'll probably be too tired to edit this later. Maybe do some background noise reduction, but that's it. And I try to keep it shorter than an hour, and actually I'll have a Skype team meeting in 40 minutes, so I should be done before. And why do I have a team meeting when I'm sick? Because I'm an idiot. Here we go. Probably better start. Question number one. What do you see when you look at the stars? Well, I see the light of old, possibly already dead suns. I'm sorry if this sounds totally depressing. Don't get me wrong. I love looking at the stars. They're beautiful. But I can't help thinking that this light has traveled so far and took so long to reach my eyes that the star it comes from is probably doesn't exist anymore. So it's like looking into the past, and that's kind of an eerie thing. Okay, next question. If you could be any superhero, which one would you be and why? I'm gonna be Ant-Man, because I'm tiny. Or I'm gonna be Wonder Woman. Or maybe I'm gonna be Deadpool, because he's hilarious. And especially on International Women's Day. Google that at your own risk. Next question. Who inspired you to start posting? I'm sorry, but I can't really answer that, because this was a person who wants to remain anonymous, and I respect that. Next one. Name one thing that can bring a smile to your face. One thing that always brings a smile to my face is when I get positive feedback on the audios I post, and that makes me so happy. What is one personality trait you do not like in others? I think the one that annoys me the most in other people is hypocrisy. Yeah, I think I go for hypocrisy. If you could describe yourself in three words, well, I don't think I can. Like, three words is really, really little to describe a person, and I don't think I manage. You know, actually, you all know me from my best side, I think. Like when I'm playful and caring and horny and hopefully funny, but well, I can be a total freak bitch too and be glad you don't know me from that side. Oh god, it's probably getting cringy too. What's your favorite Disney movie? It used to be Cinderella when I was a kid. I wanted to watch Cinderella like all over again, but by now feminism ruined it for me. I mean, all those women being so awful to each other. And the message is like, endure everything and try to be pretty and wait for a rich man to solve all your problems. Oh my god, I'm so sorry for all the Cinderella fans, but I still stand with that. If you could choose a profession to do, what would it be? Like, in the sense of what would be the total dream job, I guess. That, I think, would be kind of freelance writer or an artist. Artist. But like, already fucking famous. So I could do whatever I find interesting and have people throw shitloads of money at me. Yeah, wow, what a grown-up answer. If you could go back in time and choose to meet anyone dead or alive, who would it be and why? I put some thought into that one, and I think the person I would like to meet the most would be my great-grandmother, who sadly passed away before I could meet her. But from all that I've heard about her, she must be an amazing woman, and yeah, and I don't know. No, I don't want to spill too much personal family information here, so I leave it at this. Do you believe in fate? Nope. What do you look for in a partner? I think what's very important is humor and generally be a good person. Yeah. What's one thing you've tasted but would never eat again? Oh, there's one thing I would never in the world eat again. Well, first I have to say I do believe in cultural relativism when it comes to taste. It's like, I mean, whatever floats your boat. I don't food shame anyone. But there's one exception, and that's Marmite. It's absolutely disgusting. It's an insult to your gustative nerves. It's a fucking error of humankind. If you don't know what Marmite is, ask a person from England. Have them explain that abomination. They're really, seriously, why? Okay, so now I've probably insulted a bunch of people. Hate mail in the comments, please. Next question. What kink do you think you have unlocked? And what was your reaction? Oh my god. I could make a half an hour answer to that one. Like there's so many. But if I had to pick a small one, I would say that would be closed male, naked female. Which kind of surprised me because I didn't think I would have a thing for that, but it came up in an audio I listened to. I think it had that line, I'm not even going to undress. But, probably doesn't sound hot at all if I say it now like that. I'm sorry, but it was like, woo, did things to me. Okay. If you could be anywhere in the world, where would you be? I would love to be anywhere by the sea. Like, I love the ocean, and I would be on a lonely beach, like not a crowded beach, like that's annoying, like a lonely beach on a raw shore with big, big waves, and they came crashing down, make this great ocean sound, and the air smells salty, and it's not too warm and not too cold, and I walk there bare feet on the sand, and yeah, that would be lovely. Excuse me. I'm gonna drink a sip of my ginger lemon tea. Where were we? Which one of the five elements are you? I think I'm fire, because I can make people feel warm and cozy. Okay. Name one sense you would be willing to lose. Like, what? No! Please, I don't want to lose any of my senses. This is so cruel. Yeah, if I had to choose one, maybe taste, but please, I don't want to lose one of my senses. If you had to choose between a loved one and your work, would you, like, what would I choose? Well, this is a bad situation to be in. But I would choose my loved one, because deep in my heart, I'm hopeless romantic. What advice would you give to your younger self? I think my younger self would need a ton of advice. To pick out one thing, I would say don't try so hard to fit in. Yeah. If you're walking through a dark forest, name one scary character you would not want to see. Oh my god! Like, I just imagine myself walking through a dark forest. I would be scared shitless, even without anyone showing up at all. So, I don't know. This is embarrassing, but it's true. I'm a total chicken. Anyone would scare me. If you had the chance to have a superpower, what would it be and why? God. I actually think it would be stressful to have a superpower. Because, you know, with great power comes great responsibility. And yeah, you never get off work. You constantly have things to do and people to save and whatever. I don't know. Yeah. If you were to change into the opposite sex, what would you like to try? This is an interesting question. Yeah, now I could say some things like I would be standing and I would lift heavy things because I'd probably be much stronger. But to be honest, what I'd like to try the most if I had a dick is fucking a pussy. Simple as that. I would be pretty, yeah, I would be curious how it feels like from the other side. So, yeah. Name one Disney song that really strikes a nerve. Oh my god, Disney again. Like, you will hate me now, but actually, most Disney songs go on my nerves. I'm sorry. Next question. What's your favorite sex toy? That's a juicy question. My favorite sex toy is a glass dildo. Name a book that you have read that others should read. Oof. I would say it depends on what kind of books someone likes. Like, there's no general recommendation for everyone. But if it was someone who likes fantasy, I would recommend him or her read His Dark Materials, which is a trilogy, and it's I really loved it. It's like this great fantasy world which is very detailed, and it's philosophical, it has parallel universes, it has society criticism, it touches upon some deep question about the human nature, and yeah, it was a great read. Oh, I also started to read The Witcher stories, The Last Wish, which is very, very funny, and I love that a lot. So, now compare the length of this answer to the previous one, and make up your own mind about what I'm spending more time with, the books or the glass dildo. shut up, Ava. Next questions. What are your love languages? In the sense of what makes me feel loved, I guess. Well, in general, that would be if I feel someone care about my well-being. Like just little things, find out what I need and then try to give that to me, and yeah, I don't know, it's a very general answer, but yeah. What song in any genre type speaks to you? Well, I love to listen to music, and it can be really mood changing, and in general, if I'm feeling sad or angry, I hate to listen to happy music. It's like, it does the opposite to me. It makes me more angry. But on the other side, when I listen to some, I don't know, alternative rock or something that's rather dark in general, it kind of makes me feel better. Like, minus and minus is plus. I don't know. I hope that answers the question. What themed song would you base upon your life? That's difficult. I was thinking about what songs my life feel like sometimes, like not literally, but more regarding the mood, and I came up with I'm Not the Doctor by Alanis Morissette, Breaking the Habit by Linkin Park, Creep by Radiohead, Sunny by Billie Eilish, and yeah, sometimes I do feel happy. And then it would be Cheap Thrills by Sia or Go to Town by Doja Cat. Okay, I could go on, but it's probably more than enough already. If you could tell me one thing about you that no one else knows. Oh my god, that again. This is such a difficult question because, you know, someone as talkative as me tends to blurt out things to people sooner or later. But I think the intention here is like me spilling out some juicy information. So, here's one that not many people know. I really, really love to get butt fucked. I hope you're happy now, you pervs. How would you show someone you were in love with them? I would bake cookies. I really do. Why do you like being called Daddy, Sir, Mistress, Madam, and what does it mean to you? Actually, neither of those. I'd like to be called Miss. in certain situations, because it's still playful, but at the same time it would make me feel worshipped and admired, and that of course feels good. I do like calling people sir or daddy, but that was not the question. Stick to the questions. Are you a passionate person? Fuck yes, of course. yes, I'm a very passionate person. If you could be in any movie live, which would it be? I'd like to be in one of those nature documentaries with David Attenborough constantly explaining things in this pleasantly rough and deep voice. And I think I would feel very comfortable in a movie like this. Except if it was about insects. I'd prefer it like about, I don't know. Like fluffy animals. okay. Oh, this is getting weird. Name your favorite flower. I do like roses. Simple as that. What are some of your favorite sayings? I don't know many sayings in English, I think. maybe buckle up, buttercup, you just flip my bitch switch. I don't know if that counts as a saying. Or if I translate one, it would translate to life's too short to drink something bad. Hope I answered that. excuse me. Tell me one thing you wished you had that you don't have right now. I wish I had more autonomy about my free time. I used to have more of that. I used to live alone for a while, and although that sometimes that was a bit lonely and a bit creepy, but I also enjoyed that very much. Sunsets or sunrises? I think I'd go for the sunsets, because I'm not a morning person at all. I'm super grumpy in the morning, and usually you have to get up early to see a sunrise. Although they are beautiful, of course. Coffee or tea? Well, speaking of which, tea is okay, but I prefer coffee. Rain or snow? I'd go for rain, because I love the sound and the smell of it. Snow's okay too, but it turns into a muddy mess so fast. And usually it's very cold when it snows, and I don't like the cold, so I go for rain. Hot or warm? Referring to what? I think I go with warm, to be safe. I don't know. Wait a second. Cuddles or kisses? I'd say right now I shouldn't kiss anyone. So I could really use some cuddles. But in general, I don't know. Both? Can I have both, please? Please? Pretty please? sex or love? Oh, both? Both again? If possible. Like, I don't know. For me, one does not necessarily require the other. But when both comes together, that's the best. If you could find out something about your future apart from your death, what would it be? I'll be honest, I was thinking about that like forever, and I didn't come up with anything. Like, I wouldn't want to find out about my future. But it would be practical to know at least vaguely when one would die, because then you could, I don't know, plan a little ahead. You know, it was worth it to save up money for retirement, or maybe it's not worth it at all and better spend everything now. And I don't know, it's a creepy thought. Do you believe in ghosts? Oh, creepy. No, I don't. Do you believe in aliens? Kinda, like in an abstract way. I do think it's very likely somewhere in the universe is life apart from us humans, but I don't believe in them in the way that they are actually coming here and abducting people and whatever. I don't want to go into details about what people believe about aliens. So no, not in that way. Name one thing that scares you. Like, oh my god, there's a lot of things. I would say one thing that scares me is having regrets at the end of my life. Like looking back and seeing missed opportunities and feeling really sad about it and not able to change anything. That's scary. And spiders. I mean, it's okay, this sounds so ridiculous. I mean, they are so small. I'm small too, but spiders are so much smaller. And they don't do anything to me, but they're so weird. And the way they move is okay. Tell me one thing that excites you. Ooh, I get excited by a lot of things. but to pick out one, that would be bondage. If you could do one thing that would change the course of history but would save many lives, would you risk messing with the space-time continuum? Ooh. Probably yes. I mean, it's an ethical dilemma. Sorry. You would risk to make it much worse, but you don't know about the future anyway, so it could be worse anyway. And if confronted with the possibility to make a change now or certain loss of life, one would be, I think, morally obliged to do it, even not knowing about the effects on the time-space continuum. Yeah. I know. I hope that's an answer. I need to hurry a little bit here. Team meeting's coming up. What flavor's your favorite ice cream? Ice cream's really a thing on GWA backstage. hard to decide. I like combinations of ice cream, like raspberry and coconut, or chocolate and coffee, or frozen yogurt, or cookie dough, or like, there's hardly an ice cream flavor I do not like. What's your favorite sport? That's running. What's your favorite word to say? Maybe punishment. Or procrastination. But if I have to choose, I go for the punishment. Do you speak any other languages? Yes, I do.
Mais oui, bien sûr que je parle d'autres langues. Je suis européenne, non?
Posso sim. Gosto bastante de falar outras línguas.
Ja. In der Tat spreche ich die ein oder andere Fremdsprache. Pues, un poquito, más o menos. Wa elora el arabia?
Not really, to be honest.
There's only one thing left to say. Hakuna Matata.
Name one movie you really enjoyed. Recently, I've watched a movie called Knives Out, which is a murder mystery, but also a bit of comedy. And it had that hilarious dark humor. I was rolling on the floor, rolling on my couch. It was really good. Tell me one thing someone has said that warmed your heart. There's something, but I wouldn't repeat that here because it would probably make me tear up and this would get really awkward for all of us here. So I answer in a general sense, being appreciated is really important to me and warms my heart. If you could tell one thing that turns you on or off, oh my god, this is so much. For the turn on, being pressed against a wall and kissed passionately. That could lead to so many fun things. And the turn off? The word cum dumpster? I don't know. It's just such a turn off for me. I don't shame anyone who gets turned on by that or feels neutral about that. It's just about, for me, it doesn't work. Name a place that you have been to that you really love. There's that crazy big city where I used to live for a few years, and sometimes I miss it. And I also remember very annoying things about living there, but also things I miss, and I just want to wander aimlessly through the streets and breathe in that dirty city air. No, I mean that buzzing atmosphere and comfortable anonymity and the freaky people and everything's so inspiring and there's so much art and yeah, I could go on forever. What do you think about people crying and showing their emotions? Well, as a very emotional person who cries ever so often, I it would be very hypocritical to think bad about anyone else doing that. So, yeah, it's totally okay. And it can be a great relief to cry and let it out. And I don't think it's a bad thing, no matter what gender you are or who you are. It's okay. What do you like, Coke or orange? Like orange juice? Like I do like orange juice. I much prefer orange juice over Coke, except with rum. Like mixing rum and orange juice is probably not a good idea. Have you broken a bone? Yeah, unfortunately. I'd rather not talk about it. It was really unpleasant experience. If you won the lottery, what would you buy and who would you treat? Don't spill out too much information here. In a general way, I would probably spend a lot on traveling. Hoping that one day this will be easier and more pleasant again. I would probably go on several journeys, with my friends and with my loved ones, and also I would do one journey alone. I did that once and it was a bit scary at first, but it was also so liberating. Like, I could do whatever the fuck I wanted and go wherever I wanted it. I think it's a good experience to make, like, travel alone. Last question. How does someone know they exist? Like, oh my god, this is the last question. fuck me. oh god. Well, the answer is one doesn't know for certain. One simply doesn't know. Oh my god. I could go on. I could go philosophical on this one, but probably better not. So I just say one doesn't know, but it's very likely. Okay, I think I'm through with 60 questions and we are like already over half an hour, but still I made it before the team meeting. So thank you for listening. Sorry again for my voice being in bad shape while doing this. I hope you still enjoyed and felt entertained, and thank you for listening to me. Bye-bye.